Did you read already the book that we gave you last Christmas? Anyone who read it, please raise your right hand. Yeah, I heard somebody, they already read. And so they know already the greatest lie, that we cannot become saints or we cannot be holy. That's the lie, because all of us can be holy. That's why we have celebration now of this Holy Family. The Holy Family is given to us to imitate. And if God wants us to be holy, as he said, then we will be holy. And one of the things that said in that book, of course, is that to make random act of kindness, and meaning do some holy moments, as Matthew Kelly will say, make holy moments in your lives. And yesterday there were two strangers who were, they have their mountain bike, and they were trying, they saw me when I was going to the rectory, and they asked, Father, can we stay in your parking to camp out? So I said, they were, one is from Arkansas, one is from Nebraska, so they are like bikers. Mountain bikers. So I said, okay, maybe you can be there by the parking near to the rectory. And then I heard they said it's very cold tonight. So I said, maybe you can stay in our rectory in the living room. So I did not know them, I just see them, but I said, I trust in you, so you can come. And then I was leaving for a dinner somewhere in Glendale, so I left them in the rectory. So when I came home, they were already sleeping, and one was snoring. But my room is far from the living room. So, but this morning, they came to Mass, and then we had breakfast, and we became friends, from a stranger to friends. So I tried to do an act of kindness, random act of kindness, imitating Father Jim Setsko, who was doing a lot of kindness to other people. On this last Sunday of the calendar year, we celebrate the feast of the Holy Family. We offer all the members of our own families on the altar for God's blessing. Today's feast reminds us that Jesus chose to live in an ordinary human family in order to reveal God's plan to make all people live as one holy family in his church. The first reading taken from the first book of Samuel describes how Elkanah and Hannah presented their child Samuel in the temple, consecrated him to the service of the Lord as a perpetual Nazarite, and left him in the temple under the care of Eli, the priest. This dedication took place at Shiloh, where the Ark of the Covenant was housed until King David brought it to Jerusalem. The reading instructs us that we are to live as God's children, chosen ones, holy and beloved. In our psalm, the psalmist reminds us that happy homes are the fruit of our faithfulness to the Lord. In the second reading, St. John teaches us, as children of God the Father, we are members of God's own family, and as such, we are expected to obey the greatest commandment of God: love one another, so that they may remain united to God in the Holy Spirit. To this gospel is what when we pray the fifth mystery of our joyful mystery of the Holy Rosary. This morning, I remember it was the presentation of Jesus, the gospel for today, but we have now for Sunday. It's from presentation now from to finding the child Jesus in the temple. The gospel describes how Joseph and Mary took Jesus to the temple in Jerusalem at the age of 12 to make him a son of the law, so that he might take on the obligations of the Mosaic law. They called her Bar Mitzvah. After telling us how the boy Jesus disappeared on the journey home and was only found by his frantic parents 3 days later in the temple, today's gospel explains how the Holy Family of Nazareth lived according to the will of God. They themselves obeyed all the Jewish laws and regulations and brought Jesus up in the same way, so that he grew in wisdom as well as in the favor of God and men. Jesus' obedience to his earthly parents flows directly from his total obedience to the will of his heavenly Father. I heard a talk of Jeff Kevin. It was in 2013 about how to make our family holy. One of his teaching is that we should teach our children. The parents are the first teachers to their children. And if we don't teach them the faith or the ways about life, then they will learn from others, maybe from the internet and other people. So that's why we have to pass on our faith to our children. That's what also Moses told them when they were entering the promised land, the Canaanite in Canaan, wherein the people in there were worshiping false gods. They were even offering children a sacrifice to this false god. And so Moses prepared them by reminding them, teaching them the Deuteronomy. And chapter 6, verse 4 to 7, verses 4 to 7, it says, "Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord alone." So there's only one God. "Therefore, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your strength. Take to heart these words which I enjoin you today. Drill them into your children. Speak of them at home and abroad, whether you are busy or at rest." So this is one of the secrets of to becoming your family holy. You have to pass on the faith, teach them who God is, who loves us so much. Also, by celebrating this Sunday following Christmas as the Feast of the Holy Family, the Church encourages us to look to the family of Jesus, Mary, and Joseph for inspiration, example, and encouragement. They were a model family in which both parents work hard, help each other, and they are both aware that they are fulfilling God's plan of salvation for all peoples, for all creation. And they understood and accept each other and took good care of their child so that he might grow up not only in human knowledge, but also as a child of God. Really, a child of God, because he is the Son of God, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. Jesus brought holiness to the family of Joseph and Mary, as Jesus brings us holiness by embracing us in his family. So we become member of Jesus' family by our baptism. We become children of God, as we are also reminded in our second reading. The Catechism of the Catholic Church, paragraph 2223 says, "Parents have the first responsibility for the education of their children. They bear witness to this responsibility first by creating a home where tenderness, forgiveness, respect, fidelity, and disinterested service are the rule. The home is well suited for education in the virtues. This requires an apprenticeship in self-denial, sound judgment, and self-mastery, the preconditions of all true freedom. Parents should teach their children to subordinate the material and instinctual dimensions to interior and spiritual ones. Also, it adds, parents have a grave responsibility to give good example to their children. One of the points also of making our family holy that Jeff Gibbons talked about, it said, parents should become what you want your children to become. So, parents should become what you want your children to become. What do you think? Do you want your children to become? You want them to be successful or to become saints? So if you want them to become saints, the parents should be first try to live that saintly lives so that they will learn and they will imitate you. That is why we need this consecration of our families to Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. They will help us to be what God intends our families, a domestic church. That's what once God was our all families, a domestic church. The Feast of the Holy Family also reminds us that as the basic unit of the universal church, its family is called to holiness. In fact, Jesus Christ has instituted two sacraments in his church to make society holy: the sacrament of the priesthood and then the sacrament of holy matrimony or marriage. Through the sacrament of priesthood, Jesus sanctifies the priest as well as his whole community, or we call them parish, the Our Lady of Joy parish. Similarly, by the sacrament of marriage, Jesus sanctifies not only the spouses, but also the entire family. The husband and wife attain holiness when they discharge their duties faithfully, trusting in God, and drawing on the presence and power of the Holy Spirit through personal and family prayer, especially the Holy Rosary, meditative reading of the Bible, and devout participation in Holy Mass. I'm happy to see more children who are coming to our church, and meaning our church has future, because the children are the future of our families and also of our church, of our society. Families are become holy when Christ Jesus is present in them. Jesus becomes truly present in the parish church through the sacrifice of the Holy Mass. Similarly, Jesus becomes truly present in a family when all the members live in the Christian spirit of sacrifice. This happens when there is mutual understanding, mutual support, and mutual respect. There must be a proper care and respect given by children to their parents and grandparents, even after they have grown up and left home. To consecrate our own selves or our families to the Holy Family means allowing God to transform each one of us into another Christ, to become children of God in Christ, to become saints. That's the task of our Blessed Virgin Mary, to help us to become like Jesus, to become saints. And when we ask their help, when we consecrate our lives to Mary, Joseph, and Jesus, then the two, Mary and Joseph, will really help us to become one. So, making our families holy like the family of Jesus and Mary and Joseph, always available and open to fulfill God's plan. May the Blessed Virgin Mary and Saint Joseph intercede for us all. Amen. Now you take your this one. We will pray now the consecration to the Holy Family, and you please kneel down, and then we will do the consecration together.